Okay, good morning, all. So we were up to the middle of the Sidura de Pasol, the different malachos that go into making bread in the Mishkan, and that would be applicable today for us for the 39 malachos. So just a quick review. So we said, Hazareah, if you any kind of planting, Choresh, any kind of plowing, digging holes in the ground, Kotzer, ripping off any sort of vegetation from the ground, picking up an apple from the tree, the Hama'amer, gathering any sort of leaves or any sort of vegetation outside, Hadash, threshing, so that would be squeezing the juices out of any kind of fruit, the Azora, winnowing, Haborer, separating from one thing from the bad from the good. And then finally, so we're up to Hatochin. So Tochin is literally it means grinding, right? They would have to grind up the kernels to make the flour. And so this is very applicable nowadays when it comes to chopping up vegetables. So let's say a person wants to make a salad on Shabbos. Well, how do you make a salad on Shabbos? Okay, so you think it's very easy. You just take the lettuce, you chop it up. You take up the carrots, chop it up, and everything is super easy. The truth is not the case. Among the malacha of grinding comes if you... cutting things up into very small pieces. So if a person would take a carrot and cut it up into very small pieces, very, very tiny pieces, that would be an iser daraisa of tochin. So a person should be careful when they do cut to not cut such small pieces. Again, it's kind of a little bit subjective, but try to not cut as small as you normally would. That would be under the malacha of tochin if you would do that. The amaraki, so this is sifting. So after they would finish the flour, after they would grind it all up and make it into flour, they'd have to still get rid of some more of the bad, right? That would be like the finer thing. So they put it in some sort of a sifter, and they would sift it, and then it would come out nice and fine and nice and clean. So this is the third malacha in which we described that there are three malachas for kind of separating things. That's Zora, Borer, and Merakid. So an important practical application of all these three things, in particular with Merakid, would be, let's say some people like to put grains of rice in their salt shaker because it stops the salt from kind of clumping up. So let's say I then go to pour out my salt on Shabbos and I have the rice in my salt shaker. That could be an Isur D'oraisa, possibly even three Isur D'oraisa. So try to avoid that if possible. There are ways around it, and feel free to see me privately afterwards, but that would be an issue of this. And then finally, the two last malachos in these first 11 of the 39 malachos, Lush. So this would be any sort of kneading, right? So once they already had the flour, then they would mix the flour with water and they would start to knead it to make dough. So this is very practical for us. Let's say a person wants to make oatmeal on Shabbos, right? So intrinsic in the malacha of lush itself is using water and taking some sort of a powdered substance, mixing it together and making it a thicker substance like dough, right? Like flour and water. So let's say a person wants to make instant oatmeal on Shabbos. It could be problematic. There, in theory, are ways to do it. I'd recommend doing it in a different way than you normally would do it if you do want to make oatmeal on Shabbos. But this that could be a question within lush. And then finally, the most famous malacha probably of all of Hilchos Shabbos, Ve'ha'ofeh, that's baking, right? So once you finish all the malachos of preparing the ingredients to make the bread, then you got to bake it. So this also includes cooking. So any sort of cooking on Shabbos is an Isser D'oraisa under this malacha. They are way too extensive to go into right now, but there are many malachot that go into this, right? These are the things that people, if you've heard of a kli sheni, kli shlishi, all these things kind of fall under this category. In general, there is a lot to talk about over here, but just to give the most famous example when it comes to tea, how does a person make tea on Shabbos? Well, the issue is, so in general, when you cook something on Shabbos, when you try to cook something on Shabbos, don't, because it's an Isser D'oraisa. There are certain things that are more possible to be cooked. You know, in other words, with even a little bit less heat, they still cook. So, for example, when it comes to a kli sheni, in theory, right? So there's kli rishon. That's when I cook soup in a pot. So the pot is the kli rishon. Then I put the soup into a bowl. So now the bowl is a kli sheni. So now, in theory, I shouldn't. The stuff that's in a kli sheni does not have the ability to cook anything anymore. Now, when it comes to something like tea, tea is maybe considered a substance that can cook even under a lighter, a cooler temperature. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah famously came up with this idea of kli shlishi, that if I want to make tea on Shabbos, I have to use a kli shlishi. That means I have my water in my water urn, then I put it in a cup, then I pour it into a third cup. Or to a second cup, rather, and that would be a kli shlishi, and then I could put the tea bag in that. That, in theory, would be permitted. Some people don't like that, but that certainly is a way that you can make tea on Shabbos, but that would be one practical application. Again, the laws are way too extensive to go into right now, but just so you know, don't cook on Shabbos. And so that concludes the first 11 malachos, which come to making the bread in the Mishkan, and then we'll just introduce the next set right now. So in the next set of malachos that we have come to make any kind of curtains or any kind of cloth that used to use in the Mishkan. So that there's a whole series of malachos that go into this as well. The first one is famously Hagoaz Ezeth HaSemer. First, if you want to make cloth, you have to shear the sheep. So that's the first malacha of this category. This is similar to Kotzer, right? Just like you can't rip anything out of the ground, so you can't rip anything off of a live animal. Oh, and more than that, you also can't really rip off anything off of the skin of a live animal. So for example, let's say a person has a fur coat, real fur, on a real, you know, sheared off the animal, then it becomes a coat. So to pull a hair out of that coat would be an iser daraisa. This also is very applicable, I don't know if to anyone here, but certainly to me. Let's say biting your nails on Shabbos. Can a person bite your nails on Shabbos? Try not to, because that could also be an iser daraisa within gozes, because that's pulling something off of a live animal or a live person in this case, so that would be an iser daraisa as well. So try not to do that on Shabbos. But that's just an introduction to these malachos, and God willing, next week we'll really jump in and get to know these malachos a little bit more. But we'll stop right here for now.